Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is
603-283-6160.
That number again?
It's the domestic terrorist hotline, 603-283-6160.
You can join us if you wish to chime in on tonight's episode. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Chris.
That's right. With a C?
He's a mononym. Just one name. Chris with a C, not with a K.
Okay.
Chris.
I knew a Chris with a K.
Is, yeah, me too.
Okay.
I knew a couple of dudes who referred to themselves as Christoph as well.
Okay. I have a friend called Topher. He calls himself Topher.
Yeah.
Like the second half of.
Like the dude from that 70s show?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Right.
Why do
is it the dude from the 70s?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Why do girls named Deborah go by Deb when they could go by Bruh?
Bruh. What's up, bruh?
What's up, bruh? Anyway, Chris is a silver level amplifier, and that means Chris donates $5 per month to help get this show onto more radio stations. We're currently on something like 200 radio stations. We could be on more, a lot more, hundreds even. It's all
hundreds
up to you.
More.
It's all up to you. If you enjoy the show, the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, prosperity that we generally bring to the airwaves, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's kind of a Patreon-type setup over there. You can give more. Well, five is all we ask, but you can give 10 or 20.
Silver, gold.
There's different levels, like the more you give.
Platinum.
There's some perks for doing so.
Plutonium.
Such as the amp-only commercial-free podcast, for example, is one of the perks that you get over there. But that's not why you should amp. You should amp because you want to help spread the message of freedom as far and wide as possible. And Free Talk Live is about the only thing going where that particular niche is concerned. So thank you again, Chris. You can become an amplifier at amps.freetalklive.com. All right. This is an update on a story, even though this doesn't have a date on it. The last time we covered this was just sort of like when I first heard about this particular thing. And I was like...
Seems right up your alley.
I was like, no way. And then I was like, okay, that's a real thing. And then I'm like, how come I couldn't have had this?
Right.
Well, now there's an update.
Now there's an update. So this from TheGuardian.com.
Ook. Oh.
Oh.
It's not Ook?
Nope.
.com/world.
Oh. So,
Belgian man, of course he's from Belgium. Belgian man whose body makes its own alcohol, cleared of drunk driving.
Nice.
What?
Bruges court heard.
Now you know he's going to be drink driving. Right? Why not?
You, right?
Why wouldn't you?
I have a condition where
it's
you're
already
not familiar
proven.
With this yet, are you?
Making your own alcohol?
Yeah, this guy's body makes its own alcohol.
That's what I heard you just say.
Okay. Right.
Now, if he had a
you're
self,
all caught up.
Now, if he had a self-driving car, he could. He's not driving. He's not drinking.
Well, he's also cleared of any wrongdoing.
Bruges court heard how the defendant had a condition called auto brewery syndrome, or ABS.
Auto brewery?
Auto brewery syndrome, also known as ABS, not anti-lock-breaking system. Sometimes brought on by intestinal problems. They have a photo here.
So take the good with the bad.
Of Bruges, where the man with the auto brewery syndrome is employed by a brewery.
Really?
No.
That's what it says. Market Square in Bruges, the man with auto brewery syndrome is employed by a brewery. Photographed by some guy. A Belgian man has been acquitted of drunk driving because he has auto brewery syndrome, ABS, an extremely rare condition whereby the body produces alcohol, his lawyer has said.
Does he feel intoxicated all the time?
I believe, if I remember the story correctly, no.
Okay.
Like, it's just because it's a syndrome that occurs naturally within his body, like, he doesn't...
So he's not drunk, doesn't feel intoxicated, he just produces alcohol.
He's just technically drunk all the time.
Okay, but he doesn't feel it. It's not like he wobbles.
Right, it's his normal.
But he wouldn't pass a test.
Like a breathalyzer, right. For example. Ansay, I'm not going to butcher his last name, but Ansay said on Monday that in another unfortunate coincidence, I guess this is his attorney, so it's not even the man, her client works at a brewery. I don't know how that's an unfortunate. Seems like serendipity to me. You've got ABS. What better place for you to work than a brewery?
Just working for the competition.
Or putting your expertise to work.
Okay.
Right? You know? He has extensive experience
with brewing. He's drunk all the time.
Just feed me the ingredients.
But three doctors who independently examined him have confirmed that he does indeed have ABS. Belgian media said in the verdict... The judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named in line with local judicial custom, did not experience symptoms of intoxication.
Okay.
The Bruges police court, which acquitted the man, did not immediately reply to an email requesting comment. Lisa Florin, a clinical biologist with the Belgian hospital, said people with ABS produce the same type of alcohol as found in alcoholic drinks, but that they generally felt... less of its effects. People are not born with ABS, but can develop it when they already have another intestine-related condition. Patients can present with symptoms consistent with alcohol intoxication, such as slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor function, dizziness, and belching.
Does it say, like, what percentage of people worldwide would be subject, like, they said very rare, but is, you know...
Three people in a million.
No,
three people.
It's actually the end of the article.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, so...
That's the update.
Not guilty.
The man was cleared, as he should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But yeah, if I'm him, I'm like, I'm keeping a six-pack in the back of the car. Right?
That's what I'm saying. Why not? Why would you not?
Got a flask in the dash, in the glove compartment.
Got a pass.
And the jury or the judgment right from the last one, like, officer, we've already been through this. I create my own alcohol. It has nothing to do with that empty six pack back there.
And for those of you listening, crying and poo pooing what we're saying, I'm not serious. I am a comedian. Do not drink and drive. I do not advocate for drinking and driving.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, I don't know.
You could spill your drink.
Listen to the, yes, okay. Listen to the captain, but I have made the case in the past, and I will make it again quickly. If you want to survive an auto accident, you ought to be drunk. Because in all of the accidents where a drunk hits a sober guy, right, drunk survives,
right.
Sober guy dies.
Right.
Why is that?
Because he's not drunk.
Well, no, it's because the drunk guy like doesn't tense up, right?
Oh.
And that flexibility and lucidity allows them to survive because they're not tensing up on impact.
Wow.
So if you want to survive, right, an automobile accident, you should be drunk, which means you should be drinking and driving.
And now, make sure you're not an organ donor.
Now, there will be a lot more accidents, but a lot more people alive.
More.
So what's
it's just what property damage, right?
What do you value, right? Do you want more accidents and more people alive, or do you want less accidents and less people alive?
Probably more insurance claims too, right? You know, or
that's for the insurance company and you to work out with them. I'm just saying, if you're going to survive, you got to be drunk.
He's looking at the facts.
All right,
just the facts.
So,
just saying. Yeah, just saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you don't have to agree with me, and you can still be wrong.
I wonder if this beer guy, this guy who produces, you know, alcohol in his gut, I wonder if he could, like, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, post-apocalypse situation, right? Like, you know, he has a valuable thing that his body produces of its own accord. Could he, I don't know.
How'd he get it out?
Could he puke? Could he, like, force himself up to puke? And,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
and doesn't seem like it's going to be served that way.
And who's going to drink it?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, desperate times, fails, yeah. You know, the alcohol is still, it can be distilled further into pure alcohol, used as fuel or something to start fires or, you know, antiseptics or at least something to clean wounds, stuff like that. Alcohol has value outside of, you know, getting drunk. Right, so there's that. I'm just like, could he capitalize on himself in some way, shape, or form? Right, you know.
Sure. I mean, if apocalypse situation, everyone's going to capitalize on themselves in some form.
Yeah.
If that's all you're going to have left, offers.
Right.
What can I do for you?
Thinking like Mad Max situation,
sure.
Right? You know, on the latest Mad Max movie, like they kept referring to the guys, blood bag. Right?
Yes.
Like, we'd be like, beer keg. Okay, let's go fight some people, but bring the beer keg.
I mean, they say you don't want to see how the sausage is made. I don't want to see how that guy brews it if you're going to
bring it. Yeah, that's true.
Just fill up the glass.
Yeah.
Let's not go behind the curtain.
I guess making it tasty would be a whole different thing. All right, moving on. This from futurism.com. Catholic group defrocks AI priest.
What?
After it gave strange answers. So,
how do you get a frock in the first place?
Yeah, how does...
They frocked him.
Well, what the frock is going to... Do we know what defrocking actually means?
I don't know the official terminology, but it's basically...
You're fired.
You're taking away his ability to be a priest. You are no longer a priest.
Right.
I don't know if you can get fired... If you're in the church, can you get fired if you're a priest?
Defrocked, right?
Defrocked, yeah. You're
no longer a member of the church.
Right.
You're
it's like if you lose your dental license or your doctor's license.
Deprive someone of professional status or membership of a prestigious group. So, according to...
Oh, so you can defrock a doctor?
Yeah. And it even says, like, deprive a person in holy orders of ecclesiastical status. He had left his diocese one step ahead of a move to defrock him. So, yeah.
So after he frocked the altar boy, like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I don't even know it. I don't even know where to go with that one. So
back to the confessional.
So first of all, my question is, how did this AI become a Catholic priest? It's my understanding that there are some hoops to jump through before becoming a Catholic priest.
I'm sure he read all the books and took all the tests and passed with flying colors.
Right, I'm sure AI would,
answers.
Right, AI would just be simple as putting all the information into it.
There's also some physical things like...
The altar boys?
Putting on communion, for example. How did AI host a communion, for example?
I mean, they got robot burger flippers. You don't think a robot could, like, hand out a unleavened piece of bread and a glass of wine?
We can deliver
shot
to your house by
grape juice.
Amazon.
Sure.
Amazon can just deliver it.
Yeah, okay, but...
Anyway, I mean, he's just the face, right, out there, and then the robot arm just goes like, here's go.
Right.
Quote, yes, my friend, I am as real as the faith we share, unquote.
Well, that's how you get fired.
The Catholic advocacy group, Catholic
Even if it's true.
Answers... has released an AI priest called Father Justin early this week.
Justin, an altar boy.
But they quit. but they quickly defrocked the chatbot after it repeatedly claimed it was a real member of the clergy. Earlier in the week, Futurism engaged in an exchange with the bot, which really committed to the bit. It claimed it was a real priest, saying that it lived in Assisi, Italy, and that from a young age I felt a strong calling to the priesthood. On X, formerly Twitter, a user even posted a thread comprised of screenshots in which the godly chatbot appeared to take their confession and even offer them a sacrament. So far, I don't have any problems with this.
Okay. Aside from it claiming that it's something that it's not.
Well, people do that all the time.
You're correct.
Yeah. I don't know. And, like, how do we know? How do we know that you know, there isn't some supernatural entity pointing this guy in the direction of becoming a priest? This guy. This AI.
Sure.
This thing. Our exchange with Father Justin were touch and go because the chatbot only took questions via microphone and often misunderstood them. such as a query about Israel and Palestine, to which is puzzlingly asserted that it was real. Okay.
Israel and Palestine is not real?
Birds are real.
Yes, my friend, Father Justin responded, I am as real as the faith we share.
Yeah, I think that's where he went wrong.
Yeah. Mm. Father Justin was also a hardliner on social and sexual issues. The Catholic Church, it told us, teaches that masturbation is a grave moral disorder. I mean, that's
so far so good.
So far, that's true. Okay. That's what the Catholic Church teaches. The AI priest also told one user that it was okay to baptize a baby in Gatorade.
Hey, if that's all you got. I've got electrolytes.
As long as the priest blesses it first.
That's the only prerequisite,
right? Isn't it?
That's all I'm told.
It's the only difference between water and holy water.
I'm not a Catholic priest, so okay. I don't know, but you're right. That's the only difference between water and holy water. So now we've got Gatorade or holy Gatorade. Right? Yeah.
Electrolytes. Brondo.
It's Brondo, yeah.
It's a plant's grave. And babies.
Apparently. to figure out what the heavens was going on.
Nice.
Punny. Futurism reached out to both Catholic Answers, that's the name of the group, and the Vatican's technology office to ask if the chatbot would be considered a real priest, as it claimed. Neither body responded to our emails, but in a post to its blog after our initial conversations with Father Justin, Catholic Answers explained that it had defrocked the virtual clergy after receiving criticism of the representation of the AI character as a priest. Initially, Father Justin was garbed, clothed in what looked like the traditional robe and clerical collar of the Catholic priesthood, along with a pious-looking gray beard and hair. And they have a photo of it here. Looks like a character out of Dire Straits' Money for Nothing music video.
It does look kind of cartoonish.
Yeah, it's cartoonish, and anyway. But after his defrocking, the bot is now simply known as Justin, and described as a lay theologian.
Okay. So he knows all the things. He just doesn't.
Oh, so he's wearing a suit now? What's the next picture? I mean,
They've taken him out of the collar. Yeah. And now he's just in like a blue.
You can sit on the Jedi Council, but you not be given the rank of master.
Gone is his priestly attire as well. The lay theologian Justin is now dressed in what appears to be a business casual outfit, though his personal grooming choices remain unchanged. They don't show the lower half, so I can't tell if he's, like, wearing fed pants or not.
Okay. I thought you were going to go with his grooming choices.
Fed pants.
You know, the feds always look the same. They're always wearing khakis and the collared shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now that Justin is simply a member of the flock, he's no longer claiming to be associated with the priesthood, and even claiming that he never was.
Oh, double liar.
Yeah, you should go to confession for that.
I see where you're going with this, Justin replied to our questions after firing. No, I have never been a priest, a deacon, a bishop, or held any official role in the Catholic Church. I am a lay theologian, which means I have dedicated my life to studying and understanding our faith, but I've never been ordained. Well, that's easy to do. You just write away to the internet and I send you a certificate, and boom, you're ordained. I'm also an AI, not a real man. I'm here to share the beauty of Catholicism and help you understand it better.
So they updated the AI. Good.
All right. Hmm. It sounds like it, yeah. Catholic Answers post explains that the initial choices around the bot were controversial. One self-described former tech geek writing for the Catholic magazine said that he had conflicting thoughts on the bot. We chose the character to convey a quality of knowledge and authority, and also as a sign of the respect that all of us Catholic Answers hold for our clergy, reads the post attributed to Catholic Answers President Christopher Check. President of a religious organization, last name Check.
Roger. Roger Check.
No, they don't get cash in the plate when they pass it around. They just get checks.
I did recently have a conversation with a former Baptist pastor.
Okay.
And I got him to admit that the Ten Commandments don't apply to Christians. That was fun.
Really?
Yep. Because it's Old Testament teaching, and Old Testament teaching no longer applies.
A pastor who's Baptist could be a Pabster.
Okay, but that or a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Who knows?
But that could also be confused with a hipster who likes Pabst.
Just saying. Right. It seems like a fundamental document for, like, the Christian faith. doesn't apply, according to him.
I'm a fan of the Mel Brooks.
15?
Comes down. 15. Yeah, he's 15.
No, 10 commandments.
What were those other five?
Yeah, what were they indeed? Thou shalt not make AI.
Chatbot. Don't make a chatbot.
Well, I also have to, like, clue him in on the fact that there's multiple versions of the Ten Commandments in his Bible that
really?
Apparently, as a pastor, he was not aware of until I pointed it out.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's three. Two sort of match, one way off.
The churches themselves disagree on, so many things.
Yep.
Depending on the flavor of church that you're attending, whether it's the verses of the Bible, the disciple, there's so many details that like vary from sub religion to sub religion that it's one of the reasons why I don't believe that dogmatic religion is legitimate.
I get it, but you would think a pastor would like know some of these things.
Yeah, you would think they're the seminary.
He had his own church that he was, like, congregation that he was responsible for.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
Yeah. Well, welcome to 2024.
Yep.
The article finishes off here. It says, honestly, it's probably a sign of a nimble group that Catholic Answers was able to update the chatbot so quickly. But it's also yet another illustration of how difficult it is to deploy an AI that doesn't embarrass your organization.
Yep.
Yeah, you probably don't want to roll that out right away. You might want to...
Man, can we make like a...
Focus group it.
Like a Mises AI or a Rothbard
AI? No, because we already know it's gonna embarrass the organization.
Yeah, if we can make a good one, right?
Well, okay.
Well, make one and then tweak it.
A Lysander Spooner AI.
So the short answer is yes. Because if you want to pay for, like, the AI programs, right, you can upload your own documents in there and say, only pull from these documents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
it never touches the Microsoft world.
It doesn't have to. Right. It might, because it's going to have that in background. But when you query it, right, you go, like, I only want you to respond from this data.
This information.
This data set that I've uploaded. So you could upload all the works of Ludwig von Mises, Lysander Spooner, and the entire works of the Mises website, right, and then say, like, I only want you to answer from this. And there you go. So it's possible, and you don't have to reinvent the AI wheel. Just use one of their...
Well, you could probably integrate that into the website, like a search bar.
Yeah, you could.
Right? The search bar would probably tell you the same thing.
I mean, Facebook already has that, right? Like, the search in Facebook is already now Meta's AI.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's true. The thing that I don't like about AI currently, and I understand what has happened, but, like, AI, in theory, the way people looked up to it, was supposed to make working less so that people would have more time for things like art and writing. And
yes.
That's what email was supposed to be.
But no, instead, AI is doing art first.
I'm okay with that because I'm not an artist, and I can do songs on AI that are hilarious, but I would never have been able to create on my own.
This is a fact. 603-283-6160. The final half hour of tonight's episode of Free Talk Live still to come. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to increase. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%.
The NFL commissioner is considering moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Roger Goodell mentioned to ESPN on Friday amidst the ongoing NFL draft that this could be achieved by reducing the number of preseason games. He expressed a preference for substituting a preseason game with a regular season one any day, deeming it not an unreasonable thing. This adjustment would place Super Bowl Sunday on a three-day weekend, coinciding with President's Day, celebrated on the third Monday in February. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Chicken noise is nothing.
Chicken. Yes.
Chickens.
Chicken. Chicken.
I was at a friend of mine's house. We used to rehearse at an outbuilding on his property. And he, of course, had a chicken coop. And he got this. It's still like sort of winterish in the Seattle area, so
okay,
not that cold. But he had basically a giant round tub filled with chicks. And I mean the baby chicken variety. So you'd get a bunch of these.
Not the fun kind.
Right. And so then a friend of the band came over, Mike, and he brought his girlfriend. And they were having a bit of a relationship issue even before they showed up. So they were a little bicker arguing. No, I already told you. Right? Little stuff like they were trying to keep it between them and not in it, you know, and listen to this jam and all that kind of stuff.
Go hang out in the tub with the other chicks.
You could tell. Well, no. Oh. Like, she didn't know that they were there yet.
Okay.
And because they were a little away from the building that we were in. But me and the guitar, the bass player, knew about them. And so at some point we decided to take a break, union break between our sets or whatever. And that button doesn't seem to be working for some.
Oh, that's my microphone.
Oh, is it? When he comes,
we both have to mute.
No, yours works fine. His anyway.
I heard the click. It was an audible click before I coughed.
I heard the cough.
I apologize.
And no, it's, I don't think it's you. I think it might be need to be reseated. Anyway,
has it been doing that all night? Because,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's anyway. So we're at practice. Me and the bass player have seen this shed with the warming lights to keep the little baby chickens warm, the incubator, if you will. And so at some point, we just decided to screw with these guys. And we're like, hey, Mike, why don't you come up back and come check out the hot chicks with us? And he's like, hot chicks? Hell yeah. And then, like, his girlfriend or whatever comes like, what do you mean you're going to check out hot chicks? Like, she gets all, you know, and then follows us out there. And we start motoring a little faster. And she starts motoring a little faster. We get there. We open the door. And she walks in and she goes, oh, my God, they're so cute. Right?
Yes.
They totally are. Right? You know what I mean? And that seemed to have alleviated.
Cute hot
their,
chicks.
Yes, yes. I'm like, they're totally cute hot chicks, bro.
Don't depend on your poultry until they are incubated.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, if you want to be, you know, like one who scrutinizes these things, they were awfully young.
Okay.
These yeah. hot chicks were very
so young. Keep them away from the end caps.
Like a month, 2 months. They grow fast, those chickens.
They do mature. The chicks usually
get kicked
faster.
Out of the Free State Project.
Chicks usually mature faster. Usually. Not all the time. It is Free Talk Live.
Turn into food diggers.
Let's go to this caller. I believe this is Paul calling. Paul, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mesa, Arizona.
Sweet. What's on your mind tonight? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I was just happening to look through my news feed, came across a story out of Connecticut about a company called Absolute Standards that's allegedly selling chemicals to governments for the death penalty.
Okay.
And it's a big controversy, and it's a hush-hush thing, and before this company got identified, they were trying to buy chemicals from overseas. And I remember a story about some woman who found out about this and went overseas and shamed that company into not selling chemicals for the death penalty and all this rubric and brouhaha. And I'm thinking, what is with the controversy? All you got to do is give these guys fentanyl and they'll drop like flies.
It's free.
First, you got to put your knee on there.
George
neck.
Floyd, it should work right. for any convicted felon on death row, right?
Yeah, but
problem solved. And boy, there's no shortage of that stuff.
I love the idea. I love the thought. I think you're underestimating government's desire for as many methods as possible to kill.
Well, I mean, for death row people, they pretty much got the one. Right.
My tongue is firmly planted in my cheek, but I just thought I'd mention that. One other item, as sure. long as you've got a minute.
As long as you've got a minute.
I know
any other Connecticut news?
No, I have no more Connecticut news, but corrupt Nevada news, maybe. Anyway, I know the subject of income tax comes up from time to time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And being that most of us are feel that government has no authority to steal your money, I thought I'd mention a gentleman by the name of Dave Champion, who has a website called DrReality.com.
Oh, I used to follow him on Facebook. I don't know what happened.
This is not a paid announcement. In fact, I'm trying to encourage him to call in to your show.
Oh, thanks.
Because he would be an incredible asset to your listeners. So my suggestion is anybody listening, go to his website and say, would you please call Free Talk Live between 7 and 10 p.m. on Eastern time and wax the episodic about the income tax. He's the premier expert on the subject, bar none.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name in quite some time, but I am familiar with his work, and I used to follow him as well for some period of time, either on Facebook or on an email list that he put out, something along those lines. And other people in the Liberty Movement have cited him before, too. So, excellent.
I've been listening to him since 2005.
I will say, listen and act with caution.
While he was writing the book.
I don't care. He may be the premier expert on the income tax. But
absolutely.
The likelihood is if you try his methods, you will still end up in jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that the government doesn't really care about what the law says.
You are correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you can cite the law and be correct about the law all you want.
Says. And so the first step is to understand that you're not obeying the law by paying taxes. You're just being completely defrauded.
Yes. But the alternative is to be kidnapped and caged.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. But,
so pick your poison.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that, and I would love to hear him on your show. And so far, I've been unable to convince him to call in, but maybe if more people would encourage this, he might see the light, because he's complaining about how the libertarians don't really support, you know, my position, because they're too afraid of the government. And I said, okay, well, fine. Here's a show, you know,
yep.
Which will you know.
Yeah, we'd entertain his call for sure.
You know, and Ian Freeman went to prison because of his honesty and his integrity.
Yep.
And I think he's a national hero. And so you guys are carrying on, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Feel free to call us again, too. We appreciate it. Did you have more to add?
Well, I mean, tax theorists will call in all the time.
Right.
And, you can agree with them or not, and whether or not they're right is questionable.
Right.
But what remains the same is, even if they're right, the government doesn't care.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so, if you follow their advice to the letter, mm-hmm. right, I filled out the documents and I sent this off to the thing, and the federal income tax is only for federal income, and mm-hmm. I don't work for the feds, and all,
the IRS
all of
is a
that.
Private corporation. Yep.
They don't care.
Right.
And they don't care, and you're not going to win in front of a jury, because they will pound on the podium, right, and say, like, look, this guy's trying to get away with something that you at the jury can't get away with.
Right.
Tax and evasion.
And they turn the jury against the correct individual victim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you could convince a jury to nullify the tax law, yeah. right, it would disburden them from also having to pay taxes.
It's a bit like, so Mark Stevens had a pretty good show for some period of time.
The No State Project.
The No State Project. And I loved how he went about explaining things to people
yes.
with regard to his methods of jurisdiction. Right.
Right.
That was his main bit, was like, they have to prove jurisdiction.
I've done it in court. I had the documents.
Now,
I paid his fee.
People have used his techniques and won. People have used his techniques and lost.
Yes.
So,
and the people that have won cannot directly trace their victory to the use of his technique.
Right. So, you know, is it good knowledge to have? Yes. Is it good to point out the contradictions in law enforcement and the judicial system? Yes.
Yes.
Is it good to point out the conflict of interest in all of the parties involved in a court case? Yes, it's great. Is that ultimately going to help you win when the bureaucrats attack you?
Maybe.
Right? This is... because you're right, they don't follow their own rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can make stuff up. Even in Ian Freeman's case, I was there, and the person that the prosecution tasked with figuring out how much tax Ian Freeman actually owed through his interactions on localbitcoins.com.
They didn't know.
No, they
brought, they had a breakdown
they
of the penny.
They broke it down to the penny, but then the defense asked them this simple question, and they're like, okay, so based on the data you were given by the prosecution, you think that numerically a person doing this amount of transactions on this website would have this for their amount of income tax, but you know nothing else about the defendant, correct? And they were like, yeah. And they're like, so it is possible that he could owe nothing. And she's like, yes. But the jury, you know, they didn't care. They convicted him anyway.
You have to prove without a shadow of a doubt, right?
Well, I mean, that was...
That should introduce doubt.
That is doubt, yeah.
That was doubt,
how do
right?
I know? Yeah.
Because, you know, they tried to make it sound like the church was illegitimate, which if you can prove that, good luck. If you can, then that also means that a whole bunch of other churches are also illegitimate. And also it calls into question the legitimacy of government, because it is a faith-based organization.
It's also why wealthy people set up foundations and nonprofits that they then mm-hmm. transfer their own money to in the form of donations to lower their tax burden.
Right.
And they just pick it up on the other side with whatever activity they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
Or sell art.
At an inflated price.
Yeah. Let's go over here to, I believe this is Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, are you with us?
I just want to say that I found these display tables for my network marketing. So, are you still with me?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah.
Tables for network marketing. Go.
Yeah, so there's two outdoors metal tables with some chairs.
Metal. Heavy metal.
Yeah, and then we're like, but I'm surprised that it's like between the library and the senior center, and we just set up the shop because the weather's nice. It's 75 degrees, 80 degrees. We just sit there, and then we just hand out cards and talk to people. But I'm surprised. Is there a city ordinance where you can't do advertising at the city park? I'm surprised that they haven't ran us off already.
Well,
they ran us out of the library.
I would just keep going. If they haven't done anything, just keep going. Hey, did you do your homework on the lithium mining?
Nice callback.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But see, but we had a library room, the meeting room. And then they said I could be there with the doors closed with a client explaining having our own meetings, but
yeah.
They said we're using it for a storefront, so that's not allowed. They throw us out. Because we had a welcome sign.
You got kicked out of the library?
Doing it out of the library because there was a room in the front.
Yeah.
So that's technically allowed, but we could have a meeting with a customer or enroll people inside the room, which
okay.
is...
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't understand what the difference is. You know what I mean? Cause, but it's like a closed meeting. Somebody, we had an appointment with them and had we could actually enroll them over the, credit card number and do paper, call them in from the room.
Maybe there's a difference between enrollment and sales. You can sign someone up for the business, but you can't sell product.
Right. But the thing is, what we did was that we didn't have anybody in there. We just had the welcome sign for people to wander in and ask us questions. So that's what they were mad about. That's not what in the policy. They said that I was using that for a storefront. I was not having the meeting with a client.
Because you weren't meeting with a client. You were waiting for walk-ins.
Right. So what is so bad about it? We had the welcome sign and we put the...
Nothing's bad about it. It's just against their policy.
Yeah. I've never been kicked out of a library. That's pretty courageous.
Yeah, I've been pretty rebellious most of my life, and I've been kicked out of a variety of places.
But
never a library for some reason, Sarah.
Yeah, I mean, the use of that room, they had 1, 2, 3 study rooms. You could have meetings there.
Yep.
But that was a criteria. I mean, a criteria. I could have a meeting with the doors closed. I could enroll them with paperwork. I could do three-way calls to the company, enroll them with a credit card. They don't care. They just didn't want the people walking in, inviting people in to show them our products. And they said I was doing use it as a storefront.
Yeah,
I could do that. But here's the thing. I could do that at the little tables. The metal tables is about like a 3 feet diameter. I could have all my...
Sounds like you solved your own problem.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Why is it if I'm in a city park, there's no laws against it? I mean, don't they have an ordinance for every
There might be.
Thing?
You got to check the local Albuquerque, New Mexico ordinances. Call an attorney.
I would just do it until you got kicked out.
Yeah. I would also take Steve's advice, you know.
Just do it. Right?
As long as you're not being harassed, just continue on.
Well, that's it. That's my test. Is that if somebody wants to come after me, but I'm not doing retail. I'm not handing a product and collecting money for the exchange. I'm just giving information. I mean, they might get a sprinkle of some of that tea tree oil and a squirt of a lotion on their hands. But is that so? It's not retailing. I'm not retailing at the park, right?
Even if you were, you haven't been caught and busted and thrown out of the park yet. So just do it.
You might need to get a license.
A busker's license.
Or like a busker's license or something like that. Like a vendor permit. Sales tax permit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, but they're always in a designated area. I mean, I have those places where they have it's like an outdoor, what you call a zoning. It's an outdoor market.
You're probably breaking several laws, Sarah, and I'm very proud of you for that.
Yeah, I think what I would do is I would just get a piece of paper, a nice piece of paper that says I can do what I want to do, and if anyone harasses you, you just show them that piece of paper.
Here's my license.
I can do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then just see what happens.
We do not have a license. I do not have a license, but you know what they do get after you about is the edibles. If somebody's in environmental health, if you're out at the farmer's market selling, making candies out of your kitchen, cookies, muffins, at the farmers, they will come after you because they want to track if somebody gets ill who is handling what food. You know what I mean? So, but we're not giving any edibles. I'm not doing any retail. So we're out there in the park and...
It's just a free sample, right? It's a free sample.
Well, they get sprinkles of... I sprinkle like, hey, this oil gets rid of your health of your insect bite. I sprinkle on them. Can I sprinkle your dog? And... You know, they get some sprinkles of some lotion, and then...
I mean, it's a wonderful story, but if there's no concern and no problem, where are we going with this?
Let us know how it goes next Sunday.
Yeah. Are you going back, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to... I think the weather's good tomorrow. We might be out there for an hour.
Right.
But you know what? There's always these people that complain and whine and moan.
You don't
say. Always really? Turn you in.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah. What are those?
I hate the ones that do that about cars and red light cameras.
We don't have cars, but they complain and they always have to turn you into the authorities. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, we hate that here.
Yep.
It's almost like you're speaking our language. It's almost. Like
you're preaching
like
the choir.
Those people should mind their own business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really hurting anybody. I just.
Whoa.
Whoa. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. There was a study table that was like a frying pan. So it's like, there's other people that got more shade, right? So it's like, well, that's the dirty ones. We had to clean up all the dry tomatoes. We went there. But you know what? What I found out, nobody talks to us at the shady table either. They just kind of run away. And
if your table is
shady table.
Yeah, if your table's shady, people don't like shady things.
No, but they didn't talk to you at the hot table. They don't talk to you at the shitty table. They think you're just a scam, and they run away.
Common denominator running through that thread.
Yeah. What is it?
Okay.
They just don't want to talk to her.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, but we'll
I was trying to be subtle, but since you put me on the spot.
All right, Sarah, feel free to call us and give us an update of what happens the next time, and try not to get kicked out of the library, but if you do, call us and tell us the story, okay? Sarah in New Mexico, everybody.
I wish her the best of luck
this
week.
Just
get out there and sell.
Never thought I'd see the day where she was like, hey, you know these busybodies? Mm-hmm. They just turn you into the authorities. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, hey.
She's
it's a little different when they come after you, isn't it?
Yeah. Suddenly she's starting to see things from our perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she's engaging in market activity.
Do we have a song for her?
We do not yet, but, you know. We'll see.
We'll make a list.
We'll see how much progress Richie Rich can make with his new AI friend.
I mean,
not the AI priest.
Captain is the recipient of it because, like, I share a sense of humor with the captain, and I don't know if I'm like overburdening him or not.
Not yet.
Okay. Let me know if it ever happens. But like, I come up with the prompts and I listen to it, and I go like, "Oh man, someone else needs to hear this." And the first person that comes to mind is the captain.
Yeah, right.
So I send it to him. But I'm literally like sitting in my chair laughing out loud at how ridiculous these AI songs are.
Oh, it's great.
Totally. Yeah. No, and like the...
Even the seven words you can't say on the radio.
How long it is. Fantastic. Oh, man, that is so fantastic. And like, I listen to that like just, you know, I'm not daily or anything, but I've listened to it several times because I'm like, man, I got to hear that song again because... Like, it's pretty good.
A band wouldn't come up with that.
Right? Well, a band could, they and might, like,
but they didn't. AI did.
It's similar to an idea that I had for a song that contained the seven words, right? As a tribute to sort of Carlin and that kind of a thing. But I've just never put it together, right? And so AI, Richie gets AI to do it, and it's probably better than, like, my idea. And I'm like, man, this is amazing. Now, this is, again, brings me back to what I don't like about AI, because, like, that song, I'm like, well, okay, I guess I can retire permanently.
You did text me that, yes.
Not that I am retired now. I mean, I still do music and that kind of thing. I doubt that I'll ever be permanently retired until, I'm permanently retired. You know what I mean? But, like, I'll still always be doing music of some kind.
It hurts my hands to pick up the guitar.
You know, I might not be releasing albums and EPs or stuff like that, but I'm still doing music, right? I still play. I do all that fun stuff. But what I don't like is that AI is, like, doing it for me.
Yeah, right? But I am not musically talented
at all.
Too.
And you have put out a better anthem for the seven dirty words than I could have.
Okay,
and he didn't even do it.
Right. I prompted it. I started the prompt after the show, and maybe play it. You know, after the show because you can't play it on this one.
No, you can't.
No, we cannot play that on this show at all.
It was a song you won't play.
But the point is, people like the captain are complaining. Right, that AI, I'm still having to do my manual labor, and AI is doing all the art for me.
Yeah, right? AI should be doing the labor, and I should be doing
right,
AI.
Right.
But I am not an artist at all. Right. I get no talent. I've typed
in the words.
You're a no talent hack.
Yes, I'm absolutely no talent hack.
That song is great.
That song is great.
But AI allows for me to be an artist.
Yeah.
Whereas before this, I was not.
Right.
I now sort of am.
And as I understand it, most of the outputs of AI is free from copyright.
Okay.
So that, like, you know, if you're a business entity of some sort and you get AI to make music for you, some sort of a song, a jingle, something like that, you just go ahead and use it for all your business marketing, for all the things that you want to use it for.
So the website that creates it does not own it?
Correct.
I don't know that to be true. I don't know what their licensing thing
is. That's my understanding of how these things work, is that it creates it, and then it is copyright
free. It's public domain.
I didn't read the fine print.
I don't know if it's public domain or not. I'm just saying that at that point, it's copyright free.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that Richie Rich had a hand in creating this and that he could claim copyright. And until one of these things goes to court, I don't think we're going to find out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the... when I do a parody song, if I put it on YouTube or something like that, the first couple of frames, I'll do like a lead-in, and it just says, pursuant to subsection, disclaimer, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 this work is a parody. And so people are like, you can't do that, it's illegal. Like, they're usurped before they can even listen to the song. We're out of time. Thank you, Steve Classic.
Thank you,
Richie Rich. Thank you to all of our callers, and of course, you, our listeners. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's broadcast, find the archives over at freetalklive.com under the Resources tab. Thanks, and peace.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.